It is Friday, and as you know, on Friday, we listen to the words of Father Adriano Zandana, right here on the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts. My name is Father Robert J. Carr. I'm the administrator of St. Anthony Parish, and I welcome you to our broadcast, which comes to you every single week, every single day of the weekday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on WROL 950 AM and 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Now, I don't know if you know this, Father Adriano Zandana has not only a following here in Boston, but also from Brazil. And a lot of Brazilians actually listen to what he has to say in English. So besides the fact of obviously he preaches and he's got a great following in Portuguese because he's from Brazil and he's Brazilian. And as you know, this broadcast actually comes to us, his words actually come to us from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, which is about 3 hours north of Sao Paulo. And the northern border of Sao Paulo is actually the Tropic of Capricorn. So you can see a general idea where he is. He's been continuing his series on the cardinal virtues. Today he's going to be talking to us in part two of his talk on justice. It's a great program that helps us to define it and talks about the aspects of justice that are essential to our Catholic faith. So here is, all the way from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, Father Adriano.
Hello, my dear brothers and sisters. God bless you all. Father, this is Father Adriano Zandana back with you all again to continue our important conversation about the cardinal virtues. Today we will continue to discuss the virtue of justice. Virtues that derive from justice include piety, which is the proper reverence and service to our parents, country, and others in legitimate authority. Obedience, gratitude, veracity, affability, which is proper friendliness and civility between people, and equity. Even with the above definition of justice, it is still a virtue that is likely to be misunderstood due to two opposite extremes in understanding it. The first extreme views justice in merely negative terms, as in punishing criminals who deserve it. But while Christ coming to judge the earth with lightning in his eyes is one aspect of justice, it would be a mistake to think of justice only as dealing out punishment. Justice is a virtue that is first and foremost positive thing. In our relationship with God, we render Him His due in the form of love, service, and gratitude as our Creator. Living justly toward God is to render Him these things, our love, perfectly. In relation to our neighbor, Romans chapter 13, verse 7 sums up just action well. Pay all of them their dues. Taxes to whom taxes are due. Revenue to whom revenue is due. Respect to whom respect is due. Honor to whom honor is due. When we respect law enforcement or pay our taxes, we are living justly. When we are civil to those that are different from us, we are living justly. The other extreme is viewing justice as a vague and sentimental desire to help everyone. This is often under the guise of social justice. Well, we know while social justice is a valid concept when strictly and carefully defined, more often than not, it simply becomes an excuse for political violations or of private property, the dignity of charitable giving, and even human life in the case of abortion. Just to remind us, the Catechism of the Catholic Church, 1807, states, justice is the moral virtue that consists in the constant and firm will to give their due to God and neighbor. Justice toward God is called the virtue of religion. Justice toward men disposes one to respect the rights of each and to establish in human relationships the harmony that promotes equity with regard to persons and to common good. A book by Dr. Francis Beckwith cuts to the heart of the problem of speaking about justice today. It is titled Relativism, Feet Firmly Planted in Mid-Air. Dr. Beckwith is not the only one who is concerned about the dangers of relativism. On the video of his election as Pope in April 2005, Pope Benedict XVI, then Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, warned that the very future of our contemporary society was threatened by a dictatorship of relativism. Expanding on this topic a few months later, Pope Benedict said on June 6, 2005, "Today, a particularly insidious obstacle to the task of educating is the massive presence in our society and culture of the relativism, which, recognizing enough as definitive, leaves as the ultimate criterion only the self with its desires. And under the semblance of freedom, it becomes a prison for each one. For it separates people from one another, looking at each person into his or her own ego." According to the relativists, justice or any claim to empirical truth, for that matter, is established by the individual. In this view, objective moral truths would not exist. Morality then would be created by human beings and be subject to them alone. This is directly opposed to the Christian tradition, which holds that morality is something objective and fixed. According to the theory of relativism, what is right today may be wrong tomorrow. All things are subject to change, even truth and justice. But in fact, justice and truth are not changeable, since their ultimate foundation is found in God. As Psalm 119 declares, "You are just, O Lord, and your ordinance is right. You have pronounced your decrees in justice and in perfect faithfulness. Your justice is everlasting justice, and your law is permanent." Men and women are creators of a loving Creator, who not only made us because of love, but also teach us how to live in His love. By listening to His voice and obeying His commands, we can build our lives, our individual lives and our society, on a just foundation and can confidently fall on the path that leads to eternal life. We can also be sure that what is just today will not change and become wrong tomorrow. This also means that we cannot do what we know to be wrong today in the vain hope that somehow tomorrow it will be okay. No. Just as God is eternal and unchanging, justice is eternal and unchanging. Today we must do what we know to be right, as difficult as that sometimes may be. Well, that is it for today. Next Friday, we'll be right back in order to wrap this reflection up, talking about the cardinal virtue of justice. I hope you guys are enjoying it all, and I'll be praying for you. Thank you, Lord, because you have called us to live in your presence, and justice, honoring you, loving you and our neighbor. Please, Lord, send upon us your Holy Spirit, your grace. Heal us. Heal our minds, our memories. Please, Lord, set us free from every evil. Set us free in order, make us able to serve you, to adore you freely. We want to follow your path, Lord. Please, heal us, bless us with your love. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Father Adriano. And of course, that's Father Adriano Zandana coming to us from the Cachoeira Paulista community of Canção Nova. It's actually based in various parts of the world. I was in contact with their community in the Holy Land. They run, they're involved in running the Christian Media Center coming out of the Holy Land. And they were telling me that there is an upcoming collection, I believe it's on September 13th, I don't know if we're doing it in the Archdiocese, for the shrines. That collection usually is done at on Good Friday, but obviously because of the virus, the collection was not done. And it's a worldwide collection, and so they are asking people to help contribute to the collection, what they'd normally do on Good Friday. And these support the shrines in the Holy Land. And I'm, you know, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the Church of the Nativity, the Church of the Cenacle. All these powerful shrines are supported by the Good Friday collection, which we didn't do this year here in the United States and in many other countries because of this virus. Fascinating reality. No one really thinks of all the different ways this virus has affected people from all over the world in different ways, and that's one of the ways that it has affected the people in the Holy Land. So I believe the collection is coming up on September 13th. I have no idea if we're doing it specifically in the Archdiocese of Boston, but if you happen to be listening in other parts of the world or the country, feel free to look into if we're holding the collection in your particular diocese. So I will give you more information on that next week, which is what I plan to do. So anyway, that is Father Adriano Zandana, and we will be here again next week right here on WROL. We've updated CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can now contact us directly here at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can donate to the program through several of our online donation portals, and you can read our blog with material that often supplements our radio program. You can, of course, listen to the voice of St. Anthony Parish every day, so check out the new CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.